Welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling, which is brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. You're listening to the show on Planet FM in Auckland on Wednesday, Plains FM in Christchurch on Saturday, Cavity Coast and Wellington Access Radio on Sunday. Welcome to all the listeners joining us each week on Planet Audio across New Zealand and indeed other parts of the world. Hope you can stay with us for the next hour. We have the best of Irish music, the latest news from Ireland, sports news and all other news and events happening here in the Irish community in New Zealand. We'll open up the show tonight with Nathan Carter and he's singing Wagon Wheel. I'll dedicate this song to Bernie Lipscomb and her husband Dave listening in Eastbourne in England. Bernie lived here in the early 90s in Auckland and she was an assistant. She helped me out answering the phones on Ireland Calling for a few years when she was here. And she's a big Irish country music fan, loves Daniel O'Donnell as well. But anyway, I hope you like this, Bernie, Nathan Carter and Wagon Wheel.
Flowers and I'm hoping for rally so I can see my baby tonight. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, yeah, yeah, mama, rock me. Yeah, rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Guitar, I pick the banjo now. Oh, the North Country winter's keep getting me down. I lost my money playing poker, so I have to believe. But I ain't turning back to live that old life no more. Long toes, but he's a hidden west from the Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, Tennessee. I gotta get a move on before the sun. I hear my baby call my name, she's the only one. And if I die in rally, at least I will be. Me.
Nathan Carter there and Wagon Wheel. And hopefully you can stay with me for the next hour, bring you all the latest news from Ireland. Well, former US President Barack Obama is to visit Ireland in September. So if you're planning a trip over there and you've got an extra 500 or 600 euro to go along and see him being interviewed by Irish Times columnist and author Fintan O'Toole, that event is taking place at 3 Arena. And if you want to move up to the next level, you can have a signed book with them and your photograph taken, and that'll cost you 2,000 euro. I think that venue holds about 12, maybe 15,000 people, so not a bad earner for the former president of the United States. Now, Micheál Martin, he was in Tokyo, Japan last week on a four-day mission promoting Irish business and promoting the links between Japan and Ireland. And he was in Hiroshima the other day. He found that very moving. And he was due back in Ireland on a scheduled trip coming through Dubai at around 2 o'clock. But he came back via Canada. So questions were being asked over the weekend. Did he come back via Canada so that he could go to see Cork playing Dublin in the hurling semi-final on Saturday afternoon? So a number of questions being asked, but of course the Taoiseach's office said they were advised on security measures to not to travel back through the Middle East. I suppose when they made the plans a few weeks ago, there was a bit of tension there, but you can't do anything these days and spend public money without being quizzed about it. All right, we'll go on and take another bit of music tonight. And coming up to her second anniversary, Sinead O'Connor. And here's Sinead O'Connor singing The Parting Glass. wonderful voice there, the late Sinead O'Connor and the Parting Glass. And you're listening to Ireland Calling here in Auckland on a Wednesday night on Planet FM. Saturday night down in Plains FM in Christchurch. Capity Coast on Wellington Access Radio on Sunday. And greetings to everybody listening on Planet Audio across New Zealand and other parts of the world. And of course, the programme brought to you each week with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. While he was on RTE for, I think, 27 years doing Live Line, he went out with a big farewell last Friday week, Joe Duffy. And the rumours last week was that he might possibly put his name in the hat to be in line to become the next Uachtaráin Héireann. But he's ruled that out over the weekend. And he's basically come out and said that he's not going to run for Áras an Uachtaráin, but he's already picked up a little advertising job with the supermarket chain Aldi. So he's doing all right for himself, is Joe Duffy. Fine Gael said they'll decide in the coming weeks who their candidate will be. There's a number of people, including former Uachtaráin Cumann Luke Clas-Gael, Sean Kelly, Mairead McGuinness, and she's an MEP, although her campaign took a bit of a setback the other day because it was revealed she's claimed expenses of around €800,000 over 7 years that she was an MP, and this was to rent an office from herself, so in County Meath. So whether that'll affect her or not, who knows? We'll have to just wait and see. But the other candidate that said at the weekend she might put her name in the hat is President of Sinn Féin, Mary Lou MacDonald. Of course, Mary has had two attempts to try to get into Dáil Éireann or lead a government in Ireland, and she hasn't quite made it. And, of course, no election due in Ireland for over another 4 years. So maybe she might look and see, could I put my name in there and end up with a seven-year good pensionable job in Áras an Uachtaráin? We'll just have to wait and see. Well, the excavation at the mother and baby home down in Tuam in County Galway finally got underway last week. Of course, this was in the news a lot over the last 8 to 10 years. Catherine Corliss, a local historian, discovered that there was up to maybe 700 babies buried in what most people said was a sewage tank in an area beside the Bon Secours Hospital. So after a lot of work by Catherine and indeed many other supporters, the government have decided to invest money to excavate this site and get DNA tests and everything done and try to bring closure to a number of people whose families were buried there. All right, we'll take another bit of music, and this time we're going to go with the Wolf Tones, who are still going strong. I think they might be on the wind down now, but here they are singing a song called My Heart Is in Ireland. Man. He kept a bar called the Horses and Tram. My parents were Irish, they loved that dear land. The Cockney, he smiled and he shook my old hand. My heart is in Ireland, it's there I long to be. Side cafe, a young girl came smiling and to me did say, well, my folks are from Ireland, me dad he hopes one day when he leaves the mines, sure we'll go back to stay. My heart is in Ireland, it's there
to Glasgow on the Clyde. I met with some young lads, said Celtic's our side. All our folks are from Ireland, the island of the green. The country we love, but a place we've not seen. My heart is in Ireland, it's there I long to be. Her hills and her valleys are calling to me. Though born here in this land, my heart is in Ireland. The land of the old folk is calling to me.
Yes, the Wolf Tones there. My heart is in Ireland, and I suppose lots of us Irish people living here in New Zealand, our heart is, hearts are back there in Ireland, and I'm sure many of you are getting ready to travel back. Hopefully the weather will, fine weather that's there at the moment will last, because it's certainly beautiful weather in Ireland over the last week. Not quite as warm as it is in other parts of Europe, but certainly great weather for farmers to get a lot of their work done. In fact, some farmers are out there actually harvesting winter barley crops already. The weather is so good. And of course, we'll have all the sports news come up in a lot of happening on the sports front. So after the next piece of music, we'll run through all of that. But of course, coming up this Saturday, the 12th of July. And for those people listening in New Zealand, you're wondering what this 12th of July and the big marching is for. Well, it's also known as Orange Men's Days. It's a public holiday in Northern Ireland and is celebrated with parades organised by the Orange Order and other loyalist groups. And these parades are commemorating the victory of Protestant King William of Orange over the Catholic King James at the Battle of the Boyne in 1690. So there you go. They're still celebrating a battle almost 400 years ago. But of course, for many years, these parades went down nationalist areas, and this caused a lot of unease in those communities. But thankfully, a parades commission that was set up after the Good Friday Agreement stopped these marches going into nationalist areas, and thus upsetting the locals there, so they keep to their own areas. But still, a lot of tension leading up to the 12th, because on the eve of the 12th, they have all these bonfires, and they burn these pallets, and some of these pallets, they're piled maybe 10, 12 metres high, maybe. And they drape them with tricolours and effigies of nationalist politicians, and then set fire to them. And sadly, over the last few years, there's been a number of incidents where young men, mainly men, are trying to climb up on these pallets and put flags or effigies up on the top. And they end up falling down, and one or two people have ended up with serious injuries. All right, we'll move on. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with support of the Hugh Green Group. This time, Maura O'Connell. I think Maura's originally from Sligo, lived in Nashville for many years now. And she's singing When I First Said I Loved You.
When I first said I
panel there when I first said I loved you. And you're welcome back, listening to Ireland Calling. Greetings to everybody listening around the globe on planetaudio.org.nz. So much sport happening tonight. Of course, emphasis rugby on the Lions tour to Australia. And the Irish rugby team, they had a good win at the weekend, beating Georgia 34-5. They play Portugal this weekend. Lions had a shaky win over the Waratahs. And of course, tonight, New Zealand time on Wednesday, they're playing the Brumbies. And then they've got a game against New Zealand and Australia 15 on Saturday in Adelaide. And of course, the first test in Brisbane on Saturday week. Well, the British Open Golf, which has taken place in Royal Portrush, is on starts the week after next. But this weekend, it's the Scottish Open, and many of the Irish stars and US stars are playing there this weekend. No love for Leona Maguire in the Ladies Irish Open at the Carrington Club outside Maynooth at the weekend. That was won by English amateur golfer Lottie Ward. And good news for a Kiwi, Amelia Garvey from Christchurch. She was third. All right, the hurling and football. Well, it was the turn of the hurling last weekend. And of course, still time for you to watch your favourite team play on GAA Plus. There's still deals there to find out how much a match costs, whether you want one match or what's left now. But there's only one big game left in the hurling. That's the All-Ireland Hurling Final. And that'll be between Cork and Tipperary. They've never met before. Cork had a huge win. 7-26 over Dublin. And the Kilkenny-Tipperary game was a very outstanding game. Tipperary winning 4-20-30. But there was confusion at the end of the game, and the GAA are awaiting a report from the referee after it emerged Tipperary were 4-20 to 30 points, to 30 points winners, 2-point winners over Kilkenny. But there was a mistake on the scoreboard, which had Tipperary winning by 4 points, leading by 4 points with about 4 minutes to go. And that Kilkenny were trying to get, you know, goals instead of maybe a couple of quick points would have got them there. But you have to say, after a sluggish start, Tipperary deserved to win, so they're going to set up an All-Ireland final pairing for the first time ever between themselves and Cork. This weekend it's football, and on Sunday or Saturday you've got Kerry versus Tyrone, and Sunday Donegal versus Meath, and pretty much both games are a sellout. Tarleton Cup final is on Saturday, Kildare versus Limerick. Cavan manager Raymond Galligan, he stepped away from his role, so that's about the fifth manager that has retired. Former Dublin great Sean Doherty, who captained Dublin to win an All-Ireland title against my county Galway in 1974 at the age of 78. He was born in Wicklow in 46, played his club football with Ballyboden Wanderers, then Ballyboden St. Enda's and St. Anne's. And he will be remembered football in circles for ending an 11-year drought in the capital when hoisting the Sam Maguire after Galway. Dublin beat Galway 14-1-6, 1974. Of course, that day, Liam Salmon had a penalty saved by Paddy Cullen. And Paddy died earlier this year. Paddy was 81. Great goalkeeper. And quickly, All-Ireland quarterfinals in ladies football. At the weekend, you had Meath beating Tipperary, Kerry beating Kildare, Galway beating Waterford, Dublin beating Cork. And the semi-finals are on the 19th of July. And the semi-finals of Camogie take place on the 26th of July. You've got Cork versus Waterford, Galway versus Tipperary. So that's pretty much a rundown of all the sports news in Ireland this week. Time to take a break, and this time we'll have a song from the Cars, and this is called Breathless.
Go on, go on. Standing still, I'm waiting for you.
Cars there and Breathless, and you're listening to Ireland Calling on Planet FM in Auckland on Wednesday, Plains FM in Christchurch on Saturday, Kapiti Coast and Wellington Access Radio on Sunday. Greetings to our listeners joining us each week around New Zealand and around the globe on planetaudio.org.nz. And of course, the programme brought to you each week with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. Right, well, in the Sunday Independent last Sunday, probably the biggest selling Sunday paper in Ireland, there was two big stories, and one involved the former partner of DJ Carey. I might have mentioned last week he pleaded guilty to over 10 counts of fraud. Very sad, a former great Kilkenny player. He's won 5 All-Irelands, I think 6 All-Star Awards, probably the best hurler in the 90s in Ireland, but he got involved. It's been a lot of money, and then he said he was suffering from cancer a number of years ago, and people gave him money, and it was discovered he didn't have cancer, just was a big spender. But his former partner, they were about to get married, but she pulled it off. Sarah Newman made a lot of money from selling her travel business that she set up in Ireland, and she alerted Gardaí back in 2012 that he had stolen money from her. But she claimed in an article at the weekend the Garda didn't really investigate it because of his status as a Kilkenny sports star. And of course, another former sports star, he'll be sentenced to whatever will happen, and I'm presuming he'll get a custodial sentence in October. And of course, former rugby star, I'm pretty sure he might have played for the Lions as well, Brendan Mullen, he's serving, I think, a 3 or maybe 5 year jail sentence for his involvement in a financial fraud. With another big feature in the Sunday Independent last week about a Kiwi man. Well, he was born here and then he moved back to Ireland, then came back again, Sean Sweeney. Sean's big feature. He's now in charge of building the new Metrolink in Dublin. This is a light rail system coming in from the airport in around the city and linking up with the Luce and other light rail. And, of course, he worked here in Auckland on the Central Rail Link, but he was headhunted for this job in Ireland. I think it's a bit bigger than what the New Zealand one is costing. Current estimates, it could cost between 7.5 and 12.5 billion, but it could be up to 20 billion. And reasonable size salary for Sean, €550,000. And he talked about growing up here in New Zealand, and he worked, family moved to South Africa for a while. And he's in a long distance relationship with his current partner living here in New Zealand. Okay, let's come on, go on, play another bit of music. And this time we're going to take Christy Moore's song. This is a song that he's written to in a tribute to outgoing President Michael D. Higgins, and it's called Music to Our Ears.
Music to Our Ears. There is an aura surrounds you. With decency, you're blessed. There's a warmth in your presence for every welcome guest. You're a voice for the voiceless, like thunder in the plain. An empathetic ear for the afflicted, selfless, humble, never vain. You're the ashling of our Celtic lore, feasting on the bradawn of our day, sharing your sage and wisdom with all along the way. Your quiet, measured oratory speaks volumes to keenest ears. Your deliberate delivery honed throughout the years. You're like a warm hug to the masses of our race. Gentle, kind reassurance with effervescent dignity and grace. You're the lyrics of the verse, the melody of the song. You're the north star of the night sky when our compass is pointing wrong. Your core values ever visible, an example for all to see. Truth, honesty and decorum, and at the centre, family. Immersed in tradition, justice and fairness your deepest care. Culture and heritage born from the spirits of County Clare. Your service to our people will be etched in future lore, the epitome of Irishness with Cate Míle Fáilte's galore. Statesmanlike and diplomatic, charismatic without fears, you're a national treasure treasured. You have been music to our ears.
Music to our ears there by Christy Moore, and Christy packed them out down at the Marquee in Cork a week ago. So still going strong is Christy Moore. Looking back at some of the other stories making news in Ireland. Two farewells at the weekend, one for a man that had a good life, and then sad scenes in Cardonagh on Monday at the funerals of Natalie McLaughlin, 29, and her daughter Ella, and who was only six, and Natalie's partner and their young son are still in Auchnagelvin Hospital in Derry and the Royal Hospital, Victoria Hospital in Belfast. They were involved in a car accident last Wednesday near Carrandonagh, which is the scene of many tragedies over the last few years. In fact, over the last few weeks, there was two young boys that were part of asylum seekers living in the area, well settled in, and they were drowned in a tragic accident. And of course, we remember back to the Omagh bombing in 1998, 15th of August 1998, when there was two young boys from Carrandonagh down visiting family in Omagh that day that died. And the priest at the funeral on Monday just talked about all the tragedies in the area. So terrible, very sad scenes of the white coffins being carried down through the streets of Carrandonagh. And the other man who lived a good life, he was just over 90, Brother Kevin Crowley, who set up the Capuchin Day Centre in Ireland, in Dublin, and he was laid to rest over the weekend. And many, many people paying tribute to him. And President Michael D. Higgins and his wife Sabina attended the funeral. Brother Kevin was a Cork man but lived in Dublin, set up the Capuchin Centre in the late 60s just to help a number, small number of homeless people that were in Dublin at the time. And on the morning of his funeral, they had over 500 people for breakfast, and they give lunches or evening meals to about 1,200, such is the need. And but he was a wonderful man, originally from Cork, and he had retired about 4 years ago and moved back down to Cork. But he was a man on a mission. He was a bit like the late Monsignor James Horne, who was so instrumental in getting the Basilica down in Knock and the airport built down there. He really wanted to help his people, and he was certainly a wonderful, wonderful man. All right, we continue on. We've got time for a few bits of more music before we end the program tonight. This time we're going with the Waterboys, and they're singing Fisherman's Blues. We'll be right back.
chains all hung around me will fall away at last. And on that fine and fateful day, I will take me in my hand. I will ride on the train. I will be the official man with light in my head. You in my
Water Boys there and Fisherman's Blues, and you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And of course, the tragedy in America, Texas, has kept lots of publicity in Ireland, and Irish government is still waiting with bated breath about what tariffs will be imposed on Ireland, which is part of the European Union. We know that there's a delay for another month on tariffs on goods going from the European Union to the US. But the Irish government is expecting that there will be probably in the region of 10% tariffs on Irish goods and services going forward. So obviously a worrying time, and a worrying time too. I was reading last week about people in Ireland, young people that have already been approved to go and study in the States, and their visas now are being checked into young students because of the imposition or changes that the Trump organization is bringing in for people studying. We'll have a quick look at the Farman Independent before we wrap up for the programme tonight. Terrible picture in the front of this week's of a number of dead animals. Sheep exposed the savage reality of dog attacks as farmers are telling the European Union enough is enough. Lovely picture of a combine harvester there out combining in beautiful weather last week. And there's a nice picture here of Michael Duggan and his grandchildren down at the Dunmanway Agricultural Show. And lovely. The other big issue in Ireland is TB. And TB, I see, has hit Moor Park, which is the research centre down in Cork. So Chagas Research Farms. Restriction must focus minds, but genetic-based resistance offers hopes. This is the big issue that has gone on for years. The Irish government are spending, I think, about $100 million a year trying to eradicate this terrible disease, TB, in cattle. And finally, a nice story here about Cavan woman, who's Lisa Keenan. She explains how she's navigated her 20-year career as one of the country's few female livestock auctioneers, steering the family mart through good times and bad since selling her first animal at the age of 16. Well, that's about it for another week. I hope you've enjoyed the programme. And it's 40 years since Live Aid, 13th of July 1985. And it was a band that time, a band, young Irish band, who were beginning to make waves, called U2. And this song really took the world by storm on that particular day. We'll leave you tonight with you two and Bad. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks to the Hugh Green Group. And I'll be back again, same time, same place next week. For me, good night, goodbye, and God bless.
Nothing can take away.